community policing really is the foundation on which all policing is based, you know, and it's highly effective and highly resource efficient in the fact that it's the link between the community and the Gardaí. It's great for flow of information. So, you know, to see community policing diminishing in that manner is highly alarming for all levels of policing, and even the specialist units rely on the information and intelligence that comes from members on the ground interacting with communities. But as part of an overall picture that we've seen in Ireland and particularly rural Ireland, where we used to have, I suppose, a very strong link with communities, the moratorium on recruitment has left managers in a position where they've no option but to really put everyone out as is in the uniform and working on the core units as response police, responding to incidents. So we have nearly now more of a fire brigade service, as we would call it, responding incidents, rather than strong community-based officers with ties to communities that are focused entirely on those particular communities.
And only 2 community police officers now for the whole county of Donegal. Is that nowhere near enough?
Well, I mean, every community needs a Garda, and I suppose what we're dealing with here, I suppose, is again, we're into the area of categorisation, and I suppose while there are only 2 Gardaí that are designated full-time community Gardaí, it's a kind of a label or a designated post. Traditionally, I suppose most Gardaí in Donegal would have been community Gardaí, but certainly, yes, in the towns like Letterkenny and Buchrana and Ballyshannon and other urban areas, those community guards were very effective in dealing with local issues like antisocial behaviour with young people and the concerns of more vulnerable members of the community. So that link is definitely a huge loss and is very concerning, yes.